Good morning. Coming up on 10:11 here on KGGF, and it is going to be a much cooler day today. We're looking at 40 degrees for our high. We're only at 24, so what a difference a day makes. I mean, I was enjoying the shorts weather yesterday, and the dog was too. And, you know, speaking of all things furry friends, we do have Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals, who it's your day-to-day, isn't it, Becky?
It is a completely different day. If you decide, as you said, to walk the dog, both of you better be wearing a coat.
Yeah, oh my goodness. It's quite a change. So, yeah, yesterday was just a fantastic weather, seeing everyone out and enjoying it. So, yeah, we're back to winter, but hey, we'll take anything we can get. So, well, hey,
what's
new over at the shelter?
Well, we have some great animals to talk about today. We've had some adoptions. We've got a couple of good events coming up. So I would say things at the shelter are very positive, and we always hope that we can give positive reports. We've had some adoptions, as I said last week. Ariel, who was a kitty cat, was adopted. Chili was adopted, also a kitty cat. And then we had Sweet Pea, a little puppy that was adopted, and apparently it just happened last night, as I saw. And Sweet Pea is one of the 10 puppies that came to the shelter that we've taken care of since they were about 5-6 weeks old. And I think we're down to maybe 3 or 4 of them now, which is fantastic that they're all finding their homes. Sweet Pea, honestly, was one of my favorites. The markings that he had was just precious. But they're all good-looking puppies. And I'll just mention the whole litter that's still there. There are some that are completely tan, but they have the black on their muzzle. And then there are some that are kind of a dark color, almost a chocolate. I wouldn't say black, but say chocolate with some tan running through them, with some white. And I venture to say they're probably going to be a medium-sized dog. It's hard to know, but good puppies. They've had a lot of attention, and they're very healthy. As we've had them for so long, we've been able to keep them up on their vaccinations. So if you're looking to find you want to rescue a puppy, this is a time. There's a cute litter out there. Speaking of the dogs available, Sabrina is new to our shelter, a 10-month-old female golden retriever. She's new, as I said. She's a real sweetheart. As we all know, golden retrievers are lovely, lovely dogs. She is good with dogs and cats, and she hadn't been around children, so we don't know what her behavior would be, but based on the breed, probably excellent. She has a gorgeous coat and would love not to be spending so much time in her shelter kennel. She'd rather be out walking around being pretty. Her adoption fee would be $30 because that does cover the deworming and the distemper and her spay. So come check out Sabrina. And we also have Augie. And Augie's a 2-year-old male mixed breed. He's small. And he's great. He'd be great in any home environment. He loves to be, he can be around children, other dogs, cats, and he gets along well with all of them. That's such a bonus. The other bonus about him, he's already neutered. So he can go home with you the day that you select him because he's already had his operation. He seems to really love playing with toys, and he loves belly rubs. Now, to me, that sounds like the perfect pet, so come check him out. And then we have Frog. And Frog is a 3-month-old male pit bull cross. He's cute. He's got the typical fat rolls and the puppy breath that we all love and that little belly that loves to be rubbed. He likes to play with all kinds of toys. He has adorable energy. And why his name is Frog is because occasionally he will just hop. When he gets so excited, he just hops. So therefore, Frog. And he, as you guys remember, the month of February are puppies and kittens. Half price on the adoption fee. So, and the February is about to run out on us. So if it's something you've been debating about, this might be the time to go out and check out a puppy or a kitten. So his adoption fee would be $50, and then there would be a $30 deposit if he's not old enough to be spayed or neutered. And I think at 3 months, he might be just about at the age. It depends on what the vet thinks. But if you do have to put down the $30 deposit after he is taken care of, spayed, or neutered, then you get your $30 back. So it's just a kind of an incentive to make sure that when these kittens and puppies leave our shelter that they will get their operation. And then on the kitty cats, we've got French Fry.
Yeah.
French Fry's French fry is a big booty. He is a male. He's a domestic short-haired tabby. He's probably 3 or 4 years old. He's a giant, an absolute giant of a cat. He's so large, and his paws and his paws are large, his jowls, giving that appearance that his cheeks are full, you know, like he's got stuffed treats in there or something. He loves attention, but he'd rather stay on the floor. He's not real comfortable about being held. So wherever he was before, maybe he wasn't a lap cat, but he sounds to me like he's big enough. You could just reach down and pet him. And he really is. He's got a great personality, and we'd love to see him be adopted. So he is one of the kitty cats that I'm featuring today. There are other cats and kittens at the shelter, and you can always go to our Facebook page and look at their pictures. It's updated weekly. We're really doing a super job of keeping that updated. Animals come, animals go, so it's an ongoing thing. We have our Facebook page is CFA, standing for Cosville Friends of Animals, obviously, and that's where you can go and check out the animals, or if you are interested in doing the doggy dates. We're running out of February. We've got one more weekend. I'm sure Oksana will do it again as the weather improves. I mean, there's no reason not to, because it's probably even easier then, because you can take them to park or you can walk them. But the last dog that was able to go on a doggy date was Nova, and it went very well. Nova behaved. He was wonderful. Not an adoption, but that's okay. We got her face out there. You know, the recognition of what we're doing is wonderful. So if you are interested in taking a dog for the afternoon, that 1:30 to 3:30, I think, is the time frame for that. There is a fee of $15, and that is just to cover the rabies shot that they must have to leave the shelter. And so, therefore, you also must make an appointment so we can make sure the dog is ready to go. Probably even get some bath in there. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, because sometimes we get just a little doggy smell when they're at the shelter.
Oh, yeah.
Can't imagine. Can't imagine why. So anyway, if you guys are, anyone out there thinking, I really want to do this, the weekend's almost upon us. So please take advantage and give the dog a break from the shelter.
Yeah, no, and I saw some pictures from some of those doggy days. That looked like a lot of fun, and especially, and the good thing is, you know, we are going to have some, you know, better weather here coming up, but before too long. So that is exactly. even the rest of this month.
Right. So I, you know, as I said, I look for her to do it more often, and, you know, I honestly, it could probably even be an ongoing thing, because, you know, it's just, there's really not that much inconvenience for us to do that. We just need to make sure that they're vaccinated. And other than that, there's not a lot of work ahead. So maybe it will happen. I want to remind people, too, as I said earlier, February's going to close, and we've got half-price kitten and puppy adoptions, and that won't last too much longer. But now for the new event that I want to talk about, it's called Pool for Paws. And one of our local businesses, like we've talked about in the past, how good they are to help us and sponsor us, Pool for Paws is going to be March the 5th, and it's going to be at the Ville Pub and Grill. It's an adoption event and pool tournament. It will take place from 11:30 in the morning until 7 p.m., and the pool tournament will begin at 2:30. We will have adoptable animals on site. The special for the day, club sandwiches, chips, and pickle. And the proceeds for the pool tournament will be, sorry, my phone was beeping in my ear. I wanted to make sure it was not you calling me back. All proceeds from the pool tournament and from purchases of the special will go towards the shelter. So we're very excited that the community is backing us again and helping us out. And because of this, the main shelter will not be open to the public that day. So, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am there. Yes, yeah, so that's going to be a great event. Yeah. Yeah. I was writing everything down for that. So that's awesome.
Okay. And, you know, I need to get a hold of Candy. And because the shelter is members of the chamber, and she's, you know, good about putting things on her calendar and talking about it, you know, maybe we need her kind of helping us with this too. But,
well, we can put on the community calendar, and we'll probably write a news story about it and everything. So that's great.
That's wonderful, because as I said, it's it's a local business supporting us, and a special afternoon, a lot of pool tournament. That's fun. It's wonderful. They're putting on a special menu, and you know, it'd be just a fun afternoon. So hopefully, people will put that on their calendar. And gosh, March the 5th isn't all that far away, so it's going to come up close. I think that's it for the special events going on. Except what's left is donations and large dog toys is a need right now, and dry kittens and dry puppy food, because we do have a number of kittens and puppies. We do go through the chow pretty fast. So if anyone's thinking, what about the shelter needs? That would kind of be at the top of our list right now. So anyway, we are there hours for the shelter, 7 days a week. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Monday through Friday, it's 5 to 7 in the evening. Our telephone number, and right now I do believe it's working correctly, is 620-252-6060. And the Facebook page is another excellent way to contact us at CFA, as I mentioned earlier. So we are located on the way to South Coffeyville, the last county road, paved right up to our little white shelter building. So it's not a gravelled county road by any means. And we just love to have people come out and volunteer or check out the animals. Just whatever makes you think you want to come out to the shelter, you're more than welcome at any time.
All right. Well, Becky, that is awesome, and I really appreciate you sharing, you know, the pets available and to this event. So that is, you know, this is going to be the last Thursday of February. It's a short month, and it always goes fast. So, yep, March will be here before we know it.
Right. So I guess next Thursday I'll be saying, okay, you don't have plans for this coming Sunday. And that's my weekend to work at the shelter. So sounds like Sunday I'm going to be kind of by myself with, of course, there's other staff members, but we won't have the public coming in because hopefully everyone will be at the field having a good afternoon with animals and pool.
Well, that's going to be great. Well, I do appreciate you letting us know, and we'll have another reminder next Thursday, but yeah, go ahead and put it on your calendar now.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Well, Becky, right. I do appreciate it, and I look forward to chatting again next week.
All right. And I'll be here next week.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Sounds like a plan. You take care. Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, giving us the update on everything going on at the animal shelter. Always good to hear that. And again, sounds like a really good event that's coming up on March 5th. So save the date for that. And of course, we will update you on the community calendar and here on KGGF. So we're going to step aside for a quick break. When we return, we will return to Open Line on KGGF.